B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Florida woman this time, actually. Okay. 29-year-old woman was arrested Monday evening after striking a hospital worker with a used feminine product that the suspect had removed from her pants.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Defendant Coffee Castellian sought treatment in the emergency room in Largo, a Tampa Bay suburb. While in the hospital, cops say Castellian swiped 7 bathing cloths and 10 sets of hospital slippers, estimated to be worth about $10. That minor pilferage cost Castellian a felony rap since she has 2 prior theft convictions. She then doubled up her docket sheet when she allegedly took a feminine pad from underneath her pants and threw it at a healthcare provider, striking the female victim in the stomach with the used product. Castellian was charged with battery on a health service personnel after posting $7,000 bond. $7,000 bond yesterday morning. She was freed from the county jail.
How used was it?
I don't know. Okay. Used enough.
Used enough.
The addition to her theft priors, she's been convicted of narcotics possession, battery of a law enforcement officer, obstruction, violating probation, filing false police report, failure to appear in court, and providing false name to police.
Never consider those things defensive weapons.
Right, know. Exactly. But, you know, you throw it hard enough. A Florida man.
Hey!
Yeah, go ahead. Why not?
Florida man. Florida man.
Was arrested after slapping his girlfriend in the face with a cheeseburger. The Martin County Sheriff's Office said that things between 30-year-old Kyle Jameson Jones and his girlfriend escalated when he did not get his way. Police were called to his home by his live-in girlfriend. They say that Jones' girlfriend told deputies that Jones abruptly woke her up by slapping her in the face with a cheeseburger.
What was he not getting his way?
Don't know.
Because if he'd gone to Burger King, you can have it your way, right?
Yes, exactly. The victim said that the attack continued as Jones pulled her hair and kicked her down the stairs. So this guy's a horrible person. When deputies arrived, the victim was reportedly visibly upset and covered with particles of the burger. Jones only admitted to deputies that there was a verbal dispute. He refused to say anything about becoming physical with the victim, and he was charged with battery and taken to jail.
I'm going to say over the past year and a half, you've had 6 to 10 burger as weapon stories.
Yeah, that's happened a bit, yeah. All right, here is a follow-up story. I promised you guys this from a couple of days ago. The man killed in a crossbow murder-suicide pact in Germany is believed to have led a cultish group devoted to medieval folklore and treated the women around him like slaves.
Mm.
The bodies of Torsten W., and in Europe a lot of times they just give the initial of the last name, and 2 women were found in a hotel room in Bavaria on Saturday alongside 3 crossbows. The deaths were linked to 2 more deaths in Germany on Monday. Torsten appeared to have controlled the women like an oppressive sect leader, German media reports. The alleged cult-like leader and a woman named Kirsten E. were found in bed hand-in-hand impaled with arrows from the modern crossbow. A woman named Farina C., who had been hit in the neck with an arrow, was lying on the floor. 2 wills found in the room were linked to Torsten and Kirsten. Police are treating the case as a requested killing and suicide, suggesting Farina first shot the couple and then herself. Requested to do this.
What the hell?
Yeah. So this was followed by the discovery of 2 more dead women on Monday at the house of Farina in the town of Wettingen. One of them, Gertrude C., was the partner of Farina C., and the other was a 19-year-old woman. Now, since the discoveries, disturbing reports have emerged about Torsten. He controlled the 4 women like a cult leader who used physical force and psychological manipulation. Investigators suspect that they were all members of a kind of sex circle with a focus on the Middle Ages. Torsten may have been the guru of the group. He was apparently in relationships with several women who he ruled over like a master. The news also spoke with a couple who feared that the 19-year-old woman found dead was their daughter, Karina, who they said had fallen under the spell of Torsten years ago and broken off contact with him.
How many people in this cult? Was it just them?
I think so. The once happy girl had met him through martial arts classes and had soon become withdrawn and depressive, the parents said, recalling how she had dyed her hair black and moved out. Police say the cause of death deaths in Whittington is as yet unclear, and no crossbows were found at the scene. Wow.
That's majorly effed up.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe there'll be more that comes out in this story. In Japan, pro wrestler Kenji Abe has been arrested on suspicion of assault after he allegedly slammed a man to the ground in a supermarket parking lot in Chigasaki City. The physical altercation occurred after a dispute with a man over a parking space.
I want this parking space!
Police say Abe grabbed the man's neck with both arms and then pinned him to the ground. The victim suffered minor injuries, including bruises and cuts to his head.
Are you going to let me park here?
Police say Abe has admitted to the charge and quoted him as saying that he got angry after the other man cut in front of him while he was about to enter a vacant space in the parking lot.
You don't hear a lot of the going crazy stories in Japan.
Over road rage and stuff.
Yeah. So this is an anomaly.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a man who weighs more than 900 pounds is set to be brought to federal court in Richmond after the approval of a plan involving the FBI, the U.S. Marshal Service, the Richmond Ambulance Authority, the County Division of Fire, and state and local emergency personnel just to move this guy.
Wow. So why is he being brought to court?
He is charged. His name is Kenneth Hicks in a cocaine conspiracy case and is scheduled to plead guilty before U.S. Magistrate Judge David D. Novak and could be taken into custody immediately. Novak approved an unusual transportation plan for Hicks sought by the government and his lawyer in an effort to protect his health, safety, and dignity. The arrangements could involve cutting through a wall where he lives, bracing the structure, and even cutting down some trees. Just to get him there.
That seems dignified.
Yeah, it's hanging on to his dignity, right?
Yeah, we're going to knock down some trees. We're taking out this wall. We're paving here where the grass is. That won't hold.
We got to rip up the sidewalk.
A couple of beams, and then we have a couple of military helicopters. You feel dignified?
Court papers show that the alleged conspiracy to distribute and possess with the intent to distribute more than a pound of cocaine took place from 2013 to 2017. At least three people of the seven charged in the conspiracy have pleaded guilty. Hicks, who has not been in custody, was allowed to make an initial court appearance via video link. He asked authorities for help to get him to the federal courthouse.
Was he identified in a police lineup?
joint agreement by the government and the defense filed this week asked Novak to approve the transportation plan to get Hicks from his residence. He lives in a dwelling attached to the rear of a mobile home.
Jeez.
To the loading dock of the courthouse for the hearing.
900 pounds.
They can't even get him in the hearing, in the courtroom. They just got to get him to the loading dock.
You remember for a while there was a spate of guys who, like, I forget the largest guy who ever lived. When he died, they took him. They had to take him out in a flatbed truck. They buried him in basically a piano case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it was medically is something that he was just couldn't handle. But God Almighty, 900 pounds.
Depending on his current weight, he may be placed on a gurney and taken out through a doorway and down a ramp. However, if it proves necessary to protect his safety, the FBI and U.S. Marshals may determine it is necessary to open a large hole in the wall of the structure in order to facilitate the use of a device capable of lifting the defendant's weight.
And doesn't cocaine make you lose weight?
Yeah. I don't know if he was doing it. He was just selling it.
Okay.
Yeah. An Alaskan teen on Reddit is seeking legal advice after his parents set up security cameras in his bedroom and bathroom to make sure that he no longer pleasures himself.
Oh, my God.
It's just unfair, especially if, I don't know, if he has like a toilet bidet or something.
He asked a subreddit group, "What can I do? I'm 15. And think that I should be allowed to touch my own body. This is embarrassing and destroys my privacy. Please help." At the beginning of May, his parents caught the teen pleasuring himself in normal behavior that his parents are apparently against. He wrote that his parents have taboo beliefs regarding sexual activities before marriage, but that he learned some things off the internet because he wasn't even allowed to be in sexual education classes.
Hmm.
He said, "My dad barged in without knocking, started screaming at me. He and my mom then sat me down and told me I'm not allowed to touch myself."
There are two inevitabilities. You will laugh at the sound of a fart and you're going to touch it.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
That needs to be engraved somewhere.
It's just a fact.
If there are no cameras in his parents' bedroom, I would just go do it in there.
Yes.
The mortified teen.
All over the bed bugs.
Agreed not to pleasure himself anymore. He later found an Amazon package with indoor security cameras inside. Said, I asked my dad, and he said they're putting them in my room and bathroom so they can monitor and make sure that I'm not doing it. His parents said that they will now be checking the cameras daily to make sure their son sticks to his word, according to the Redditor.
You know what he can do. They do it all the time in the movies. Record himself sitting there reading, then loop that video over and over, and then go to town.
Spank away, buddy.
Exactly.
I said that wasn't okay, and he said that I agreed to not pleasure myself, and this is holding me to the agreement.
Damn it.
Nicholas Bala, a family and children's law expert, said that even adolescents have some right to privacy, and the parents would be seen as out of line in many jurisdictions, if not all. In almost all jurisdictions, there would be a number of offenses involved in video recording a minor engaged in a sexual act, even by himself. The fact that it is his parents and they own the home would not be a defense. The best course of action for the teen to take is talking with a trusted adult or his pediatrician, who would most likely give the parents an educational talk. They could also eventually go. He could also go to the ACLU and work on that for a legal fix if it had to get that far.
So I wish we had the audio of that video where the mother comes in on the son.
Yes.
Ricky, I saw what you were doing. It feels good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to leave you alone to that. You and your bed bugs.
Do I have time for one last story?
It's got to be a shorty.
All right, a man who was stuck in an underground septic tank after trying to rescue his dog that had fallen in is expected to be okay. Family members, with the help of firefighters, were able to pull the man out of the septic tank Monday evening.
Oh, man.
The dog didn't make it. The man fell into the tank and suffered injury while trying to retrieve the dog. Conditions were too slippery for the family members to get the man out, and firefighters were called to the scene. He's lucky he didn't die.
Yes.
You can be overcome by fumes. Both parties were able to free the man. Fire officials said the man was covered from head to toe in sewage. He was taken by ambulance from the home to be medically evaluated, but is expected to be okay. Kathy, I would have washed my legs after that.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.